Rockstar Podcast, episode 149. We sit down with the returning champ, our first guest to ever come back nearly 10 years later, Eric Kent of NJWedding.com and NJParenting.com. Hope you enjoy.
Oh, that's me. Yeah.
Hello, and welcome to Rockstar Podcast, episode 149. Agatha is doing the bad thing of talking to the guest and getting all
kinds of
real good detail before the podcast starts. Mariana knows about this all too well because why, Mariana? When we would drive, what would I tell you?
Oh, man. Before when we were doing the podcast over at Tony's, we'd have about a half hour drive to get there. And I would walk in, I like have Lorenzo into the car and I'd start talking about all kinds of things that were on my mind and business stuff, and then I'd get to the podcast and I'd be completely
just right up.
I'm sorry. I think that might have been karma. Karma's calling.
I mean, I don't know what. No, it's actually my idiot friend since I was 4 years old, so that's pretty much the same. Aki, how are you?
I'm doing great. Apparently, I'm very talkative today. How are you?
Oh, chit-chatty? Are you? Okay. Is that coffee? What do we got today?
Coffee. Black coffee.
Okay. Now, there's a little bit of an incident that happened, apparently, at the Agatha home with bracelets and stuff. And
oh, yes.
Would you like to share for a second?
Yes. Okay. So, Lorenzo's daughter and my two daughters are very good friends. And my little one is pretty obsessed with his daughter.
When you say very good friends, it's comparative to when two girls go to Hoboken, never don't know each other, but are both drunk.
Yes.
And become best friends. And then 2 days later, they're like,
what's this tattoo?
You get me so much. I love you.
Yeah, that's the equivalency. That's but instead of the tattoo, it was a friendship bracelet.
Oh,
and my little one gave a friendship bracelet to Lorenzo's daughter, Sophia. And I found out that friendship bracelet actually belongs to her older sister. She stole it and gave it to her, which I think is so funny. So we're seeing them tonight, and I already just gave them a heads up, ixnay on the friendship bracelet.
The other layer is that there's been three boxes from Amazon that have arrived this week with friendship bracelet packages, and my daughter has been going through making all these things.
I should get a commission. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. That's a good idea.
We have the returning champ, the first person ever to return to the podcast.
Wow.
As a guest.
Unbelievable.
And he was
proud
on
alumni.
This podcast 10 years ago.
Wow.
Mr. Eric Kent of
Eric.
NJ Wedding and
nice
now
see you again.
NJ Parenting and hopefully eventually NJ Divorce and NJ Seniors.
Don't put words in my mouth.
Welcome back. Welcome back.
How are you?
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here again after 10 years.
Yes.
Has it been that long? I guess it has.
Yeah. We are, yes. Yeah, I think we started this, in 2009-ish, something like that?
Somewhere.
And you were on in the very beginning, first couple
it's
episodes.
It's very exciting. It's a great idea, great concept, and happy to be a part of it.
Well, you better be better this time around, because you've gotten practice.
We'll see.
Okay. Eric, tell us not what's gone on the past 10 years, because that would take a long time.
Yes, how much time do we have?
You have NJWedding.com, right?
Yes, 22 years.
22 years with your wife, correct?
Yes, Beth is my partner in life and partner in business.
But not your partner on podcast because you don't bring her here ever. But that's fine.
She's
invited.
She's invited always. Yeah.
So
she's listening at home. She's listening right now.
Give us a few minutes on NJ
Wedding. Is this live?
Yes, it is live.
Okay.
Yes, try the veal. Yes. A couple minutes on NJ Wedding.
Well, we developed NJWedding.com as a result of our getting married in 1994. So after going to Rutgers, graduating, and getting married in 1994, we started to plan our wedding. Back in 1993, we were looking for traditional ways of finding services, finding venues by visiting, going to Yellow Pages, going through newspaper sections, all the print materials, and a couple of bridal shows or two or so. And then the internet took hold in 1995, and we said, what? What is this? And our friends up in Boston had invited us up to come by, and they said, we're planning our wedding in New Jersey next year, and we're using the internet. And we said, what does that show us? Mm-hmm. So shout out to John and Diane, who were up in Boston at the time, planning their wedding, and gave us the idea and impetus and motivation to look into and register NJWedding.com, because we thought it was a good idea, and start to develop ideas to generate and aggregate services and venues together in one resource. And I was working in advertising at the time, 1992. I took a job from my local newspaper up in Essex and Union Counties and kind of got the idea of, you know, working with wedding businesses for special sections that the newspaper developed. Long story short, I said, wait a minute, all this information can appear on a website and people can log in and find that information. The idea was born, and in 1997, we'd launched officially NJWedding.com.
Are John and Diane still married?
Yes, they are.
Lovely.
20 years.
Okay.
Yep.
And then John and Diane had kids. They invited you back up, apparently.
Obviously.
And you come up with the second venture.
Yes, and we did have dinner with them not too long ago, and okay. they said, you know what? You got to start that other site that you were talking about. And so we had the idea.
They're going to start getting some little,
I'm trying. I'm giving them some good shout-outs because they deserve it. But it took some time. Obviously, we had registered the domain name njwedding.com. We actually bought njweddings.com to kind of protect it, and some others in .biz and .net and this and that. But we had njparenting.com after we started our family back in 1999. So now our oldest is 20, college student. Our second oldest is a senior in high school. So shout out to Ellie, shout out to Zoe, and then my son Ian is entering high school. So now we finally have a little time, perhaps, to dedicate to this new venture, and that's what we intend to do. So we launched it in January.
Oh, you launched it in January. Premise.
Yeah, brand new, but still developing, but we've got some things kind of we're moving with now.
So njparenting.com is a, for lack of a better word, a directory. So
correct.
If a mom or dad or is looking for many resources, whether it could be events going on.
Yes.
Nanny service, maybe.
Yes.
Podcasts.
Yes, junior podcasts.
Okay, because I noticed I typed something in and it didn't come up. It said, my six-year-old is effing insane. it redirected me to somewhere else. So, because my six-year-old is insane.
Come on, she gets friendship bracelets.
Yeah,
that's a good
wonderful.
Thing. It's a genuine, beautiful heart.
She has a big smile and a warm heart.
Yeah.
She's only six. Come on.
Yeah, I know. Just wait.
Just wait.
It's
just
all
you
bowl
wait.
Of peaches. No, I figured out that 3 and 6 are the insanity years.
Yeah.
Well, that's all you have to compare to. Right.
Well, no, but everybody says terrible twos. And then they don't say nothing after that. And they're like, wait till they're in their 14, 15-year-old. And I'm like, because it's a girl, right? They say, wait till
they don't say anything because they don't want to scare you. That's why.
I'm done. Yeah, that's good. I'm good. More dogs, less kids. So if you could do njdogs.com, that'd be great.
That could be.
So NJ Parenting, how are you making money? Like, or what's the business model to it?
Good question. Thank you very much. And we're always open for new business. But honestly, the same premise applies from our njwedding.com business model to our njparenting.com. We accept and promote businesses that cater to weddings on the njwedding.com site. And we've been doing that consistently for over 20 years through the directory listing. So you call it a directory. It's a directory. It's a resource which people can search for the idea, and as you know in your wedding history, that there's DJs, photographers, venues, there's designers for invitations, there's favor companies, everything to a wedding. We're leveraging that idea for njparenting.com and expanding it. So for a couple that wanted to plan a wedding, now we're looking for families that are planning a Sweet 16 or Bar Bat Mitzvah or Quinceanera or birthday party or any other family milestone event. So that's how it works. And we have categories for those, which our current NJWedding.com clients have taken us up on. So now we promote certain people in the, you know, the yachting business for a birthday party or a family event and a wedding. Mm. DJs that are specialists in weddings on one end are also specialists in have a division for Sweet 16s. Okay. Now they have a place to promote themselves. And we do it through the website and social media.
And you're hoping when the kids have the quinceañeras that eventually they'll go to njwedding.com in a couple years.
Correct.
And the vicious circle of your madness continues.
We realize that there is, and there will be some kind of idea, like you said, at some point in the future. Not NJ divorces.
NJ
anniversary. Retiring.
It's a money-making machine. The amount of times the bride said to me, don't tell my husband you DJ'd my first wedding. That's when I knew how to get out of the business. But yes. There's money. Look, everybody's cash is green. Everything's fine.
That's right.
You're empathetic, and then you're like, okay, so how would you like to spend money here? This NJ divorce, and then NJ seniors for, you know.
Yes.
Got something, Marietta?
Well, once we make our plans for that time in our life.
NJgetaway.com.
Right. Figure it out.
On NJ Parenting, did you find that there was a lot of crossover from your vendors, or is it Because you're opening up a whole new world now, right? With outside of the events.
Right.
I want, like, do you deal with the nanny, the babysitter stuff?
Only sure.
You do?
Anybody.
Okay. Is that a little bit dicey only because, you know, like, care.com can be, if you get the wrong nanny type of thing, like.
Right. We're not that specific, honestly, okay. Because the nanny won't necessarily advertise. But a daycare center, like, we have a daycare center in Somerville.
Okay.
That, up to the age of five, they advertise their service for parents to look into them, and that's what they are using our site and
you're
social media.
You're not approving them in a sense of, like, you know they have air conditioner and maybe some ventilation.
We hope so,
outside of that, you hope that they're
doing their job. No, we advertise their services.
And you're, as a director, you're primarily primarily taking what they give you and putting it on the site. There's no editorial process. I mean, aside from maybe grammar or making sure that
that's true.
Good.
I do take a lot of pride in editing.
I'm off the hook is what I'm doing, Eric. I'm just making people understand that when they go to it, it's, you know.
Well, we review everything.
No, within reason, true. But like, you know, yeah. Like if and you go look at some of the other websites like Care, like they, you know, you go to them if there's a problem. Whereas here, you're a directory of sorts.
I've faced this over the years for the wedding site.
Oh,
and
well, please. That, the vendors alone.
But I have a way of handling it.
And I know that you also allow users to come and review the services in your directory.
Mm-hmm.
Can you talk a little bit more about that, how you handle good reviews versus bad reviews? You know.
Well, I will tell you that the review process is a... first of all, the review idea, I like to call them more testimonials because we're not a review site. We're not Zagat. We're not a big... international or national-based site that offers people to write reviews and awards customers, in a sense, to benefit by how many reviews you have and incentivize that.
Mm-hmm.
We just want people to know who's out there, and if they have reviews or testimonials or someone that has had a good experience with them, that they can post that information up there. But a customer that have used one of the services can go in there, write a review, submit it, and then it could appear on the directory. But it doesn't really serve any other purpose than existing for the benefit of the customer.
Mm-hmm.
And to be quite honest, what I always feel and I've told our brides-to-be in the past, and as it relates to DJs, photographers, venues, and what they read, that call them. You can't always... you know, trust what you read online, but it's important for you to understand and ask them for the last five customers that they had and ask them for their reviews or their phone numbers. Can I reach out to some of your past customers? To be honest, and we've been in business together a long time, anyone that says to me who's a prospective customer for us, a client, advertiser, how do I know you guys are any good? Well, first of all, we'd like to have your trust, you know, for a year. That's all we ask, that we'll do something good for you. But call anybody on the website. Reach out to anybody. If they like our service, great. If they don't, I'd love to know about it. But if they like it, and even if they don't, I'd like to be able to understand why and how we can improve.
I get calls all the time. I'm like, who? Eric? I don't know. Your wife and you, where did you guys grow up?
Oh, I grew up in... I was born in Manhattan, grew up in North Bergen, so northern New Jersey.
Yes.
And then moved to South Orange when I was 10.
Okay.
And then left for Rutgers when I was 17. Fellow alum, right?
Yes, yes. Are you rah-rah?
Are you rah-rah? That's right. Upstream Red Team.
Yes.
The Golden Rail Pub?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. I did their breakfast, their sign.
Yeah. That's the only reference you have to Rutgers?
Yeah, because I did their sign. I did their design work, and I know that they do karaoke all the time, but my other reference is Eric went to Rutgers with my brother-in-law.
Oh, yeah. He's my... Can I shout out to Steve?
Yeah, he won't listen
right.
to it, but yeah, sure.
His brother-in-law, Steve, is my little brother in our fraternity.
Oh, wow. That's great. Yeah.
Just a coincidence.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, great connection there.
Which fraternity?
Kappa Delta Rho. Which I joined when I was a sophomore.
You have something to say about that?
I just was curious because on, you know, frat row and at Rutgers, but I'm guessing it's...
Oh, we were off campus.
Oh, okay.
We were more of the nice guys.
Okay.
In there.
More lambda.
Got it.
Are we going to go down this road?
Yes. Were you sorority, Aggie?
No. No, I just hung out at some fraternities where I had friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
The one thing that I'll say, I mean, I did not grow up around here, but the one thing that I'll say about people that I've seen from Rutgers is there is a passionate following.
Oh, yeah.
For not only alums, but like the sports teams, mm-hmm. and I see the big R everywhere.
Yeah,
been like,
yeah, I was just going to say.
And all of a sudden, I had to hear about that crap.
The sports hasn't always been like that. I think that that's a good point. Because when I was there, we were not very good.
Right. And
we could bond
over this. And I'm not like a fanatic fan of football team necessarily.
You go to a lot of
games. No. I go to one a year if I can.
Oh, maybe you posted 15 times, so it looks like you do every week.
Family. I love it. But we love to watch. We love to root, even though we may not win. Right. We love to root.
Is he going to Rutgers, the oldest?
I was going to ask.
Our oldest daughter? Yeah. She goes to TCNJ.
Close.
Yes, we're close by. Education. That's which is CCJ. a great program there.
And number two, senior?
She's going into her senior year, high school. Yeah. Considering Rutgers, considering out of state, we don't know.
Are you like kind of slipping the application form over
to we're saying at least.
I wanted them to work and say, listen, I got no more money to send you people to college. I need some money here.
We have
a
budget.
I'll tell you a quick anecdote about that. my father-in-law was a Holy Cross alum. Mm. And when my wife was considering colleges, Holy Cross was one of them. And when she got her acceptance letter, without her knowing, he sent in the approval and everything.
Her father.
Yes. Oh. And of course, I mean, that's where she ended up going. But it was hilarious. So, I mean, just to plant the seed, you know, in case, I hope none of your kids listen.
Meanwhile, I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to tell my wife that Sophia is not going to college.
No.
But by the time that happens, college will be at home. So I'm fine.
That's true. We could be talking about online education.
You can already do it. You got your Rutgers bliss.
To go along with the line with the kids, are any of the kids involved in the business?
Well, at different times, but not really.
I've seen them at trade shows here and there and stuff.
Yeah, you've seen them. And they have fun. I need some help sometimes at the Big Meadowlands Expo show, and my daughter's helped at Rutgers Gym. Mm-hmm. We had a big show, and my daughter helped there, or my son will help. I'm doing something else with my son this afternoon. I could talk to you about the NJ Parenting site.
Okay.
But like we've been part of the fun of the NJ Parenting site is that I'm a dad.
Yeah. Right.
And I get to see some really cool stuff, different events. So.
And you can make dad jokes and be like, "So what? I have NJ
I'm
Parenting.
On brand.
What?
Sorry, I'm on
what
brand.
You got?"
So we can talk about that a little bit. But I wanted to just answer is that Beth and I met at Rutgers.
Yes.
Right. And that was our connection there. So she came from Virginia, looking to get out of Virginia, Northern Virginia. And she, at the time, Rutgers was, I can say, like Ivy League for that time, from that time. Mm-hmm. So I didn't plan on going there. She had other ideas, too, but she ended up going to Rutgers, and that was our connection there.
Where'd you plan on going?
I got waitlisted at Middlebury College in Vermont.
Okay.
So I kind of had the fall to decide, well, am I going to go to the safety school, if you will, in 1988, which Rutgers was. I don't think it is so much anymore.
No.
And I ended up going to take classes at Rutgers and living on campus, meeting guys from the fraternity who were nice, and they brought me in. And all of a sudden, that big 40,000-person school campus got really small. And I got comfortable with it, and I decided not to go to Middlebury in the spring, and I ended up staying at Rutgers. And
you were in South Orange at that time?
Yeah.
Okay, so then graduate college.
Right.
Hopefully, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Wait, but I have a question.
Yeah.
First of all, I have to just pause and say that Rutgers is clearly for lovers because that's where I met my significant
other
as
well.
Excellent.
That's awesome.
So, you know, we could have like a whole other podcast about that.
Yes. We'll come back.
Don't make the vom motion.
She can't make coffee. That's all I know.
What I'm curious about is obviously the mechanic of NJ Wedding, NJ Parenting is an incredibly smart business model, particularly from organic search rankings. It's very, very brilliant. Clearly, you had the education from Rutgers. Curious what you studied.
Communication.
Hey, me too. Look at this.
Yeah, but he had John and Diane who gave him the idea after 4 years.
I'm curious about it.
Who also went to Rutgers. And
oh, for God.
Yes.
But I was curious about... You know, obviously, you're in our business, but where that, you know, thought process.
Very organic. And I'll tell you, this, thanks for the question. It's great. I love sharing this about, first of all, spouse, you know, connections. Yes. When did you graduate? What year?
Are we going to blur this out? I'm kidding. Oh, wait.
Okay.
Yeah. When you're the youngest at the table, you don't get to say crap. Okay.
So what's interesting is that in 1992, uh-huh. when Beth and I graduated, we both were communication majors, art history minors, uh-huh. Loved the creative field of mm-hmm. whatever, but learned organizational communication, mm-hmm. learned a little bit of journalism, learned a little bit of writing and such, did not learn anything about internet. Mm-hmm. Did not have an email address when we graduated. Mm-hmm. So it was really by chance, you know, when I went to work for my local newspaper mm-hmm. and I was starting to do, everything's by hand,
yep.
you know, back in the day. Mm-hmm. But the next year, email, AOL became popular. We got an AOL address combined. Mm-hmm. And then the following year, we started to learn about websites and how those were making impacts. And because of my advertising background, mm-hmm. and I'd work with local businesses in Essex and Union counties on a wedding section for the newspaper. It got me understanding the mechanics of that aspect mm-hmm. of it, plus our experience planning our own wedding. So everything kind of came in together at the right time. And we left our jobs in 1996 fully.
I love that.
To just go do this. Yeah, to get an office in Cranford. Oh, actually, I didn't even mention we started Cranford.com. Back in 1995.
Whoa. You're just like crushing the internet.
We were living in Cranford. We wanted to get involved just like you here, right? We became almost involved to a degree in Cranford where we were attending local Chamber of Commerce meetings. We were attending local administration meetings, the downtown district, the government, and getting to understand. And then we kind of helped Cranford get online. We registered Cranford.com, and that was our first experience. So we had an office, we did this and that, but we didn't really make a lot of money from that because it wasn't
I can't imagine from Cranford.com yeah. making a lot of money, but it's an experience.
We didn't have any children. It was 1996. Mm-hmm. We left our jobs. We had a little office above a storefront in Cranford. We loved the little town. You know, mm-hmm. we were getting involved, and we just kind of didn't look back.
2 years after the New York Rangers won the Stanley Cup in 1994. Yeah. and Rutgers has still not won a national championship. But that's besides what. Mariano, where'd you go to college?
I went to Tufts.
Oh. I know that. I just wanted to.
I don't know why you're
here. I don't know.
I looked at Tufts, actually.
They won for I'm a jumbo. Yeah.
Yeah, it's yeah. a good area.
90.
What did you study at Rutgers?
Communication. Yeah, I went to Skills, the School of Communication.
It I'm could not sure be that you had really the same crossover of teachers.
I mean, it's you know. Possible, yeah. but yeah. It's Comm 101, 102, yeah.
Yeah, and you know, PR, you we did a lot of PR.
Yes.
What are you trying to do? Something?
Guys, classes. We're doing two conversations on a podcast right now. I don't know if that's best practice.
Well, it's just interesting from a perspective of education, how things change.
Big time.
And I'm sure you used a lot of internet technology.
You know, actually, I think I was coming in at a time where they were still figuring it out. A lot of mm-hmm. my classes still had transparencies. I had a computer in my dorm room, but that was a big deal.
Yep.
So it's maybe not as connected. And I took like a new media class.
Mm.
That was the class. Was the big exciting.
Thing. You said 08, right?
Yeah.
In 2007, I went for a mini MBA.
Mm-hmm.
And just because it was 6 weeks in the summer, and I thought I'd learn something new about technology, and I had already been doing it for almost 10 years or 8 years. And I registered. I got a big book, big binder, full of all kinds of distribution, technology,
sure.
communication, understanding the big concepts in business. I figured I'd, through osmosis, I'd pick something up, you know.
Yeah.
The next year, they offered that same class. They give you a free iPad.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
you know
really?
Yeah.
I didn't get the free iPad.
Yeah.
But I enjoyed the content.
Clearly, you've let that go.
The iPad was the content. But
yeah.
So
that's really interesting that they would do that.
So it was evolving.
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
you said.
There is, yep. big time.
And it still is.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about apps. We talk about, I mean, that's the content of our discussion sometimes about using technology now
yes.
in a really niche market
mm-hmm.
to understand what works. And I'm still learning 100% all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was going to say, I think that a lot of things continue to change mm-hmm. in search, in the ability to make your website show up for certain search terms. You know, I mean, we send our marketing team over to MozCon every year, and MozCon is this big conference right. out in Seattle. it's a lot about search engine marketing, and every year they come back and the landscape has changed. Mm-hmm. And what we need to focus on has changed. So, mm-hmm. I mean, content marketing is important. Directories are important.
Thank you.
And actually, I encourage businesses who need to reach an audience, you know, not only is it important the number of visitors that appear on a website important, but it's also important for your search, because appearing on a directory increases your organic search mm-hmm. Ranking.
Can I quote him on that? That's like the yeah. most important.
Nobody ever has before. So
I like that a lot.
There you go.
And that's actually a selling point, which I know inherently mm-hmm. to be true. But it's just a process of understanding mm-hmm. how that works, and you know, asking others to put, you know, little links here and there, and how you need to boost that by mm-hmm. advertising on Google or Facebook or some of the bigger, you know, search places where people are looking. But it's always important to be associated with something that's solid.
And reputable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thanks. So mm-hmm. we try to do the same.
Yeah.
You know, we always want to hook up with New Jersey-based media. That's another topic, but we're not alone by mm-hmm. any means. We collaborate with a lot of different New Jersey-based media, wedding media,
we should do
family
the
media.
Market here on Wednesdays.
I would. I'm just learning about this amazing. Been, what is this place?
Yeah.
This is amazing.
If we've been to one trade show together in yeah. a room, we've been to 3,000 of them together.
Yes, we have.
I really love that.
In the wedding, yes.
What a great story.
We probably have. I was doing. I don't know how many you were doing it. I was doing about 90 expos per year, 2-3 a week.
Mm-hmm.
Eric was probably at every third one at the very least.
Exactly.
But now for NJ Parenting, what kind of trade shows are you looking at?
Yeah, I've already been doing them. It's been fun.
You have been doing?
Yes.
I've seen you do local ones, but are you, like, is there any point for you to go to the Pennsylvania, like Lehigh Valley or Poconos? Or
not yet. I mean, what's funny is that even with NJWedding.com, we serve the eastern Pennsylvania region, yeah. New York City, you know, lower New York, you know, Orange County,
Rockland
County.
Which is an
County.
Interesting transfer, because what ended up happening was there were several conferences that we were in terms of the wedding DJs with Epman, with Adam Scuba.
Mm, sure.
And what ended up happening is the New Jersey market for the wedding world with DJs became so popular that over a 5-year period of time, all the upgrades like Dancing on the Clouds and Photo Booths started to filter out to the Lehigh Valley, Philadelphia, because they didn't know how to do a wedding at all. So New Jersey taught them, which expanded your market a little.
Sure.
Not only yours, but other markets in general. So I'm right. wondering with NJ Parenting, if you can find the DJs of the world to help yeah. expand it a little, or are you Monmouth Ocean? Or are you
all New Jersey?
No, I know you are, but right. I'm saying, like, as far as trade shows, what have you seen oh. that's like carnivals, fairs, like stuff like that?
Yes,
that
and yes.
Okay.
And what's fun is that we started out by doing some, one thing is called NJ Family Con. Mm-hmm. We did that last year in preparation for the launch in January. And I took my son, and it was a lot of fun.
As a vendor, you took your son? Or you
well, I was there. We've had this domain for so many years
yeah.
that it's always been an idea. I just got business cards developed by this awesome designer. You know this
really?
Guy?
Who is
yeah,
that?
Screaming Lunatic.
Is that Screaming Lunatic?
Yeah,
design?
Screaming Lunatic Designs.
.com.
He's in Bell Labs, Bell Works.
I don't know. I'm part of Rock
so,
Podcast.
But that was our impetus to get business cards, because last summer, I started to look and see how much is out there. So long story short, NJ Family Con was the first one. We had a great time in Atlantic City.
It?
In Atlantic City, one okay. of the hotels that had a lot of vendors and fun. Like, what are those things? Escape rooms?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So escape room,
you're
clowns.
You can see the one right around the corner.
There yeah, one?
Excellent.
Why not? I mean, if
is
it's family.
Is that B2B or is that?
It was the businesses, the vendors, and the kids and the families.
Oh, okay.
So that's all I'm doing. But I just did in Monroe Township, sponsored by a local newspaper group who I've collaborated with, the NJ Kids and Family Expo. Hmm. And there were a bunch of kids and families that came, and I took out my Rutgers cornhole game.
Nice.
Right? That was my fun part. And I gave out little prizes, you know, little gummy bears to the kids that came and participated. And I had some flyers developed by this amazing designer.
Wow.
It's amazing you can give out gummy bears to kids just because you have cornholio. But if I walked around and gave out kids gummy bears, people would be like, don't take anything from that free. Cornholio. And right. say Rutgers on it, you could
right.
do it.
I did that. So I was having fun with them, and I was testing the waters again just to see yeah. what kind of response. And that was good. This afternoon, we're going to the Quick Check New Jersey Festival of Ballooning, of which I've given out four pairs of tickets.
Times, right?
Yeah, we've been doing some. So we collaborated with the Quick Check Festival of Ballooning. We collaborated with the Meadowlands State Fair. We collaborated with, there's another big thing in MetLife Stadium that we went to, like a kids and family expo and health and fitness. So I'm just out there now. There's a thing called Muckfest in Jersey.
Oh, yeah.
That's taking place in Somerset tomorrow. Because last week it was too hot, so they postponed it. And again, and multiple sclerosis is the beneficiary and the sponsor. So, but there's other sponsors that are going to be there locally. We've been giving out tickets to that event and promoting it. So I'm just kind of diving in to see
where...
There's
so many events that you could go to.
Right. Oh, and then also street festivals and family festivals and food truck festivals.
Yes.
So I kind of collaborated with them as well as sponsors.
That makes sense. And it's so much better than dealing with cranky wedding photographers.
Oh, we love them all. We love them all.
No, you do.
We are... I'll say this. We're Rutgers proud. We're New Jersey proud, and we just love working within the New Jersey business community. So bring it on. So families, the weddings.
The Rutgers connection, she has to go because it's an appointment and this is how life works. So
you
want to, like, I don't know. Like,
it was so good to meet you.
You guys are like a walking snow globe over there, the two of you.
I hope that we can stay in touch. Are you rah-rah? Keep listening.
we never had a co-host leave.
Awesome it's the first time.
She just shows up. And
wow, you know, these business cards are really great.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, the print quality needs to improve, but the design is fantastic.
Thank you so much.
I do have one additional question. If I'm a business in New Jersey...
There's no video, Eric. But showing the card.
If I'm a business in New Jersey and I focus around parents or parenting, how do I get on your website?
There's actually a button on our website that we promote where people can join. So if you're a business and you're looking for... different levels. You know, it's not expensive. In fact, if you don't mind me saying, it's only $195 a year to start with the basic listing.
That's $195, not $1.95. Cheap boys.
Right. And it goes up from there. You know, $395 is the next level. $595 is the top level. Mm-hmm. It's a featured listing. So what a featured listing will give you is unlimited photo albums to show your work, unlimited videos that you can embed within your listing, reviews and testimonials from past clients, blogging, promotion on our social media channels, which we do a lot, as you know. Mm-hmm. And I'm learning more about how that works and stories and really kind of emphasizing and raising the level of how we promote our clients and both our sites at the same time. Mm-hmm. But we really try to encourage people to just go onto the site, search it, see what's out there, and add themselves in there. You know, we work with them. We'll check their content. We'll make sure everything looks good and make sure it's out there promoted in the right way.
And NJ Wedding is still strong, right?
Yes. Sure. Okay. I mean, NJ Wedding, you know, we know each other for a long time. We've been the one thing I'm grateful for is that the business community in the wedding industry has supported our site for 22 years. We started this as an idea.
Even the photographers.
Even the photographers. Even the DJs. Even everyone that's out there.
Okay.
No, what's interesting is that, unfortunately, some people come and go in the industry. Some people, you know.
Well, it's very easy to get a business card, clearly.
Yeah.
And say you're, especially, you know, the people who deal with technology, meaning the DJs and the photographers especially, their gripe, and it's justified, is that now people just come in, get the latest piece of technology, whether it's the laptop for DJing, and they get there, and they go with it. But, sorry?
I said photo booths.
Well, photo booths, but like, you know, you used to be a photographer, you had to get the camera, and it wasn't like every camera was great. Now with the editing, so like, I understand their gripes about that type of stuff with technology changing the dynamic of what they do. But yeah, I mean, I can count more than a lot of companies that we saw at trade shows. And if I saw them now, I'd be like, weren't you at a trade show for a wedding? And yeah, it's not easy.
That's a whole different topic, but it's an important one because like you and I've been involved in things where, businesses are trying to be educated about how to improve, how to change with the times.
Right.
And like you said, there's, turnover, and things change. So you have to kind of keep up with at least, you can have the same premise that you serve your customer, but how do you get back to them on text message or email or, you know, if that's how it's going to be, you have to change.
Well, the biggest gripe was that, I am picking on the photographers because I don't care, but that they would show a portfolio from 2005, but they would price you for 2019.
And, oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. they, in line with what you're saying, you have to move with the times. You have to be within reason of it.
Right.
If I went to your website and it looked like the website that it was 10 years ago, it'd be hard sell to do that. And within the parenting world, you have to, because of so many trends with YouTube and videos and parents doing karaoke in the cars, you kind of have to be, you have to look, they're modern or they're mainstream, so you have to remain mainstream to, once they get to the website, look like that when they type something in the search for it, it's not going to be something that was from 6 years ago, but something mm-hmm. current, vendors yeah. being current as well. Do you guide vendors at all? In other words, if you have a company who's like, I'm trying to survive here, blah, 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 and you see what they provide and it might not be an ideal service or it might be an out-of-date service, or is it kind of, you just leave it open to, if they want to be on it, they can be on it?
Oh, well, we're constantly making sure that it's updated.
No, you, but I'm saying your vendors. Are you in the, do you do warm and fuzzy with them? Do you guide them a little bit?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I mean, if... Listen, I mean, there's a need for it sometimes. Sometimes
it makes you look better, obviously, as well.
I want to. Like, I welcome. I mean, that's a great question because...
I didn't think it was going to be.
It's very insightful. this is very enlightening. Because if you're not looking for help and you think you have all the answers, what good is that? I mean, I would think that they would want to know...
I tell my wife that all the time. It doesn't go over as well as your answer.
Right. No, but I'm you know, it's a good... topic only because, and we can talk on lots of different topics, but just in general,
yeah.
This is our business. This is our life. This is our income. This is our, you know, we put our kids through college. You know, we take it very seriously. We have a lot of fun doing it. I see you at the events for many years. I get to know a lot of people in the business, and, you know, I get to go out to the Balloon Festival today with my son. I'm there in the capacity of NJParenting.com.
Isn't it as amazing as it looks? Because I keep saying I want to go to the Balloon Festival.
Totally.
That and the Lights Festival, right? The one that they
at Homedale, here?
There's
like the holiday lights?
I get inundated with emails about the Light Festival, and it's, I guess, the lanterns or whatever all at once. Did you see that?
Oh, that's the Ascension. That's this afternoon.
I did not know that.
Say it again, Eric.
That's the Glow.
Yes.
I'm going to see that later.
Okay, because that's isn't it like 100,000 lanterns all float up in the air at once or something weird like that?
I don't know. I haven't seen that.
Okay.
I mean, that's why I'm going.
But okay.
There's also the ascension of all the balloons that are there.
Yeah.
It's at 6:30 tonight.
Okay.
So at 6:30, they all are flat on the ground, and they all of a sudden start to get powered up at the same time.
I have a dishwasher that's broke, and I have the architect coming to the house, so I'm not going to see any balloons.
Where is this?
I'm surprised. I did not know about this. I'm not making fun of you. I'm shocked that you don't know about this.
I'm shocked that I don't know about it either.
Well, maybe Gina knows it. She just doesn't tell you because she doesn't want to go, but... go ahead.
It's been going on, I think, 20 years or so, but it's in Reddington.
It's an amazing view.
Oh, it's in Reddington.
At the Solberg Airport.
Okay.
So to be specific, but Hunterdon County. Huh. But that's where the balloons are. I mean, and sometimes on a weekend in the summer or fall, you'll see a balloon if you're driving around Hunterdon County. It's a big area for ballooning.
Okay.
So this is a one annual balloon festival for 3 days.
Oh, okay.
And they have music. They have Beach Boys coming on Sunday. They have...
really? Wow.
ABBA concert tonight. They have other concerts tomorrow for kids and for adults, you know. And a lot of vendors, media, everything.
See, wow. It's no joke. I'm showing Mariano Petras. It's no joke.
Yeah, no joke.
You know what? Maybe I've heard of that. I've never...
And it's
tonight? Gina's afraid of heights. So
today
it doesn't
really... You watch if you don't get on it.
I thought about that, too.
Is she afraid of balloons falling on her?
That's because amazing. No,
you can watch. But that's in the business of what we're doing. That's why I reached out to them, you know, kind of like early on.
Mm-hmm.
And fortunately, I was able to make a connection with the person who does social media and marketing, and now we're working together to cross-promote, and that's been great.
The price point of print advertising has gone down so much in terms of, like, you know, billboards and stuff. I wonder if you can take over the MetLife balloon. Not the balloon, you know what I'm talking about,
The blimp?
Oh, you say Zeppelin or something.
I was going to say the Zeppelin. Yeah, I was going to say worse.
Right? Zeppelin's not a good one.
Yeah, what's it called?
The MetLife blimp, whatever it there is. But yeah, are you allowed to sponsor on the balloons?
Yeah, but one step at a time. There's when we went when the kids were little, right?
Yeah.
Like a long time ago. And we saw a tuxedo-shaped balloon. I said to Beth, I said, Beth, that's amazing. Let's try to sponsor that some year. So I'm not giving up on that idea.
Okay.
But there are balloons, and you'll see a banner on the balloon.
I don't know if you're on it, but it's cool.
I don't know either. That's probably why we didn't do it.
Yeah, it's probably overpriced and undervalued.
Yeah. You and I have talked about a lot of ideas on what to do and how to get out there. Sponsoring a balloon wasn't one of them, but
can people just pay to be on a specific any of the balloons, or is it they don't let people on the balloons? Like, in other words, we only have two spots at the Rook balloon or something like that. Do they have it that way, or is it more
to go up into the balloon?
Yeah,
you can be you can do that, but you have to pay.
Right. So what you should do is go into the balloon
and take a banner with you
with a parachute and jump out.
You know,
you'll pay nothing into it, a little jail fee, but outside of that, the return you'll get on that would be amazing.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah,
I'll get arrested.
Yeah. Right. Well, yeah, but I mean.
Yeah, but look at the PR. Yeah, look at that. There's no such thing as bad publicity, right?
It'd just be a day, Huntington County Jail. How big could that be? Probably like shut corners.
Send one of your children and tell them it's no big deal.
Oh, great. You give me a lot of great ideas.
Yes,
I'm not going to include that one. Yeah.
What does your lovely wife do as part of the company? I know you probably cross over with everything, but is there something?
No, we actually separate what we do because she's. Prefers to do, and she's good at the bookkeeping, and the management. You know, it takes a lot to run the business with the state and the taxes and everything that goes on, paying the bills and paying the fees and everything. You can't ask me any other questions about that because that's pretty much all I know.
So she hits you in the back of the head and says, "Sign money this week. Go out there and talk to people, buddy."
Yes, and you know, we work with our, you know, having health care, having all the things that a business needs, and all kinds of insurances.
Mm-hmm. She would never come to a show, right?
Beth hasn't been to a show. She went to a big expo in Edison with one of our kids just for a little while.
Okay.
But now she, you know, we've been kind of dividing and conquering for many years. You know, I'm out as the marketing person, the salesperson, the person that's kind of developing. But we talk about everything. So, I mean, if I have to spend some money on advertising, we determine if it's in our budget and... I try to say, please, can we do this?
Pie charts.
No, I wish we had that. No, she has all that. She does.
No, I'm trying to say you're trying to justify spending the money on this by showing pie charts and spreadsheets. And she said, no. This is the bottom line right here.
So we collaborate on a lot of stuff, but we do give each other room to do what we need to do.
Okay.
That's the bottom line.
Okay.
But we have fun. We have fun doing it. I mean, if I can say one other thing is that we've been married 25 years, so this is our 25th anniversary back in April.
Congratulations.
Thanks. And, you know, we started this whole idea just on a whim that we could do something to provide for one, our family, and do something together. And so developing this and now 22 years later, being in business, starting another one, and we do have other ideas that we want to continue doing, but we have to kind of... manage it along with our family obligations and our commitments and knowing that it's all important.
Okay. Mariana? Eric, websites?
That's what I need to ask.
Oh, the website for njwedding.com.
Yes.
You can find all your wedding planning needs in New Jersey and parts of Pennsylvania and New York. And njparenting.com. Launched back in January. We're expanding as we go, but lots of things to see on the events calendar and lots of local businesses from music lessons to daycare to venues and services for all kinds of family events.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Your Rutgers part aside.
Anything
you'd like to say?
No, I just wish you the best of luck. I know that you've had a lot of success with njweddings.com and njwedding.com. And I wish you a lot of success with njparenting.com.
Thank you.
Sounds like an exciting adventure.
Aggie? All right. Episode 149, Rockstar Podcast is in the can. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.